Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia presents this unabridged recording of the Fine Cotton Fiasco, written by Peter Hoisted and Pat Scheel, and read by Shane Jacobson. This work is dedicated to the memory of Fine Cotton, Bold Personality, and Dashing Saltaire, the only characters in the entire story who were truly innocent. Ford. Racing's darkest day, so screamed the headline on Queensland's Sunday Mail on the 19th of August 1984, less than 24 hours after Bold Personality's dismal impersonation of Fine Cotton was rumbled. The jig was up. The conspirators had fled, tyres screeching from the car park at the Eagle Farm racecourse and out of the state, with the cops in hot pursuit. Punters were left angrily holding betting tickets that had less value than the cost of the ink printed upon them. Some, including members of the Queensland Fraud Squad, had had the mail, inside information that Fine Cotton would prevail in the Second Division Commerce Novice Handicap. Others were simply duped into betting on the 9-year-old picnic racing nag, drawn into shelling out their hard-earned on the back of a betting plunge that was without precedent for such a modest event. The phrase still hangs over the Fine Cotton Fiasco. Old salts in the racing caper still refer to it as racing's darkest day. They furrow their brows at the audacity of it and the acute embarrassment that fell upon the industry when the forensic examination of racing authorities and the criminal justice system commenced in earnest. The truth of it is that there were many darker days in thoroughbred racing before the Fine Cotton Fiasco, and there have been many others since. Where the Fine Cotton Fiasco stands in terms of superlatives is the funniest, most farcical effort to strip bookmakers of their money ever seen in this country, and we wager any other. The entire episode constitutes arguably the silliest moment in Australian history. The sheer incompetence of the men on the ground, their seemingly inexplicable persistence in the face of irrefutable evidence that their scam was never going to work and would certainly end catastrophically, is hilarious. This book has its genesis in a radio interview conducted between one of its authors, Peter Hoisted, and Richard Fidler, the then host of ABC Radio's Conversations. Over the course of several alcohol-fueled lunches, Hoisted had taken to telling the Fine Cotton story as a long-form anecdote. More so than Hoisted, Fidler understood the fiasco's exalted place in Australian history as a comic farce of the highest order that desperately needed to find its way from the anecdotal to the more permanent medium of print. The interview was scheduled with the author confident that Australians would not be intrigued by, nor much interested in, a story of a 35-year-old horse race. Indeed, when the interview concluded, the author figured its hour-long audio artifact would sit gathering dust up on the higher shelf in the bleak corner of the national broadcaster to be dragged out only when normal broadcasting experienced technical conniptions. It is a matter of record that the interview ran the very next day and would be downloaded more than a million times. This brought about a review of the intrinsic worth of the Fine Cotton story. It certainly was a tale of a 35-year-old horse race, but more so, it was a caper. And people love a caper. It was a reckless journey gone haywire from the very point of planning and design to the shattering inevitability of abject failure.